The main message that we want to give the Taoiseach is that we now have a solid foundation built on phase one of the Brexit negotiations in relation to fisheries, and we want the continued priority and commitment from the government in terms of following this through, because in 2 years' time we'll be out of the transition, and we want to ensure that we have the same access and quota shares in a post-Brexit situation that we have now. We really need everybody redoubling their efforts to ensure that that happens, given that we have made significant progress on the first phase.
And your meeting with Leo Varadkar is a step kind of in the positive way that the government is considering your views on this.
We have been lobbying since June of 2016, when the Brexit referendum, to ensure that, number one, that there was a transitional period and that the status quo would apply. And we know from the agreement between the UK and the EU on the transition period, the fisheries text is in the green text, means it has been agreed. So that has been achieved. And secondly, in terms of the future relationship, the heads of government on the 23rd of March agreed that fisheries should be part of the overall free trade agreement, and that the status quo should be maintained. They are two very significant milestones, and they just didn't happen overnight.